It's a rabbit-like animal, I understand. They only move about by rolling around, and to get one started, you have to give it a pat or a easy little nudge. Very clean animals, and furry, too, called a rarey. Few people have seen them, but they're quite cute, I've heard. I was in a small eastern Oklahoma town one day and noticed a number of signs promoting a Chamber of Commerce event where they were hosting a rarey racing contest. You've probably heard of rubber duck races where a person or business buys a chance on a numbered rubber duck, and then a dump truck lets a bunch of the little yellow rubber ducks slide out of the back and into a nearby creek. The current carries them off and away. The first little rubber floaty to reach the finish line wins a Chamber of Commerce prize package for its momentary owner. It's all designed to promote the community, make a little money for the chamber, and turn out a bunch of townspeople and neighbors for a day of easy fun. Well, I wondered if this was a similar type of event, and I'd not seen a rarey before. I've heard of them. I think they're animals common in the backwoods of Ireland. Not sure. I had a few hours to kill before I was expected at my relative's, so I thought I'd check it out. The race was to get underway at 3 p.m., and it was already 2:15 on a beautiful afternoon. I found the event, and there were quite a few people already at the creekside. I noticed some banners atop a tall bridge over the creek, and there on the very top was a dump truck. The creek was far below the bridge. I wondered aloud if the ducks, in this case the rareys, would be swept up in the wind and ever make it to the creek a good distance below. I bought me a rabbit sandwich and some Susie Q's French fries. How appropriate, I thought, for a rarey race, a rabbit sandwich. I squeezed out a little horsey sauce on my sandwich and found a place to sit near the creek to watch the dump truck start. I wondered if there'd be a pistol start or if they'd just tip the truck bed. I'd not seen the rareys yet and amused myself with thoughts of how they were going to carry this off. I hoped no rareys would be hurt or injured in the course of the event, either in the truck or falling so far. Just in time, another truck with a flatbed trailer pulled up. It was carrying a number of coops on the back. I assume the coops were full of rareys. These would the rarey coops, I guess. Sure enough, they began transferring the little round critters into the bed of the truck high on the bridge. Must have been 500 or so. They began then to tilt the bed of the dump truck. It tilted and tilted and tilted, but no rareys fell. It's like they were stuck or maybe afraid of falling that far, like they were hanging on for dear life. All of a sudden, the dump bed stopped. It was just hanging there over the bridge with the creek waters far below. There began a big discussion. I couldn't hear much of what was said, but there was an obvious problem. Then, very clearly, one man hollered, "It's a long way to tip a rarey. It's a long way to go." That's my take on it. For Paragon Communications, I'm Paul Joseph. It's a long